FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Natalie Grant, her song, Alive. Good morning to you at 7:19.
Hey, it's intern Paul with a look at Tuesday's forecast. Morning clouds and afternoon sunshine today with a high of 47. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 30, and tomorrow, winning Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 50. It's currently 40 degrees outside.
And today is also Talk Back Tuesday. It's National Young Readers Day. Our question for you is, what book you enjoyed reading in your childhood? You can call 717-397-8090. Please give your first name when you call, the town you're calling from. Leave your comments and speak clearly. Keep your comments till about 30 seconds, and you may answer the question after the tone. Again, 717-397-8090. What is the book that you enjoyed reading in your childhood?
Our very special guest today from the Cookie Sale, Jim and Jen Weber, are here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
For those who don't know, which is hard for me to imagine since you're celebrating 20 years, tell us about the Cookie Sale.
Well, the Cookie Sale started 20 years ago, and what the whole process is, we sell cookie trays. And we partnered with Cross International, and through Cross International, we all the proceeds from the cookie sale enable us to feed children at school feeding programs in Haiti.
Wow!
So, doing the math,
it scared me when Jim said we've been doing math.
Yes, we were doing math. I know, it's very scary.
Well, that's
Jim said.
It's contrived. It's not really good math.
Yeah.
Ballpark.
But we
ballpark is good.
57 tons of cookies over the 20 years that we've been doing this. Yes, and
now,
let's
think about that. What's a car weigh? Like 2 tons?
2,000 pounds, I think.
So a ton?
A ton.
Yeah, maybe two.
So a car weighs
maybe
a ton.
Maybe 2 tons, I don't know.
So it's like 57 carloads of cookies.
Yes.
Wow. So, I'm just trying to wrap my head around this.
Well, then it would be more than a ton if you got a car with the cookies in.
Wait,
I'm sorry.
I just hurt my
I'm
math.
I'm a detail person.
I was trying to figure it out. I was trying to figure it out in terms of turkeys on Thanksgiving and how many houses.
That's good.
That would be fun, but I didn't dedicate myself.
Well,
to that,
but my big thing was is that the cookies are great, but I think we fed approximately 14 million meals to the folks in Haiti.
It's incredible.
So, yes.
14 million meals.
Yes.
Think about that.
Over 20 years, but it's a good thing.
Do you know what the better thing
to think
about?
It's an amazing thing.
Yes.
The better thing to think about is the one meal that the one kid goes to school for. Like, we get lost in the numbers. Like, ooh, look how successful we are. But it's really all about that one kid that one time. Like, I was just down in Haiti, and I saw them bring this kid in, and he was hours from death, and they gave him this peanut butter thing or whatever, because the enzymes, or I don't know how the whole thing worked, and I didn't want to get involved because, the mom and the mom's kids dying. Like, it just wasn't cool. So I didn't really get that close to it, but that's the one I want to remember. That's the one kid that goes to school the one time, that one day.
Gets fed, keeps him alive.
It keeps him alive, keeps him going to school. Those are the, like, so sometimes I get a lot, like, sometimes I dig the big numbers, but I also dig the little ones too.
Well, because it's that one
that
made the difference for him.
Yeah. And then we also wondered why they, why we sold so many. And, it's two reasons. People at Cross International have honed this whole thing down to where one $15 cookie tray feeds 375 people. So it's 4 cents a person to feed.
Wow.
But you know what else? And I always, blew this off. And maybe not so much when we were baking them ourselves, or at least when I was baking them, because I'm not really good at that. But I think the trays are pretty good. I used to say they're okay, whatever. Buy a tray. Are they good? Well, they're all right. Is what I was. But you know what? A lot of people, when I see people digging in the church parking lot, digging into their trays and munching in the church parking lot.
Well,
or,
and the uniqueness of it. You're buying a cookie tray that you get to eat, but it's feeding how many people?
375.
That's amazing.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, so the feel-good of I'm enjoying these cookies and sharing them with my family or sharing them with my client or whatever is great on one side, and then even double on the other side that 375 people are eating because of that. It makes those cookies taste that much better.
Yes, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
Yeah.
We did the math last night, and once again, I'm not absolutely sure it's correct because I did the math. But anyway, it's abundantly clear to me that we are overproducing. We produced 10 tons of cookies this year. We probably only should have produced 9. I really need 2 or 3 more churches. someone out there, it's so easy. It's one day, you put a bulletin, a flyer in your bulletin. The next week, you put a bunch of cookies on a table, and people buy them. Last year, one church did it for the first time, and they fed 120,000 people in one weekend.
Yep.
I don't know, like...
They ran out of cookie trays, too.
They would have sold more, but they ran out.
Yeah.
I guess I'm asking for someone, one, two, or three people to kind of, you know, maybe call. Can they call you, Fred? Because, I mean, they don't have my number, and it never works out. So, anyway, like, call Fred or call somebody. And
call the cookie sale.
Call the cookie sale.
Jen, what's the phone number again?
It's 1-866-COOKIE-9. And
that's easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
And cookie, it's easier to remember.
And thecookiesale.com, too. Just go and see how easy it is.
Or just Google the cookie sale or whatever. But someone out there has to help us because... we're like, I have 10 tons of cookies and 9 tons of sales.
Yeah, we're going to set up little shops on the road and sell them.
So, Jen, when is the cookie sale day?
The cookie sale day, the weekend that everyone will get their cookie trays is December 10th.
December 10th.
Yeah, and they'll have them there at their churches if they're selling them.
And if you want people to be a cookie captain, if somebody wants to be a cookie captain, what is their job?
Their job is basically just being there to put the trays out and getting up and telling their church what the cookie sale is all about. We'll even give them the information. I mean, we'll give them a little script that they can follow and
yeah,
and
we do all
with.
The work. We do all the work for you. It's just we need that extra, you know, three churches to get in.
So if you've never done this before, imagine being able to say this year at Christmas time you fed 120,000 people because you sold cookies. That's
exactly.
Yes.
That's
exactly.
Awesome.
Yes.
And then that's something that your church can gather around and do.
If you guys don't. If I don't get any phone calls or anything, then I'll be here in April selling Easter cookies.
Easter cookie trays.
No, be a cookie captain this year. Call 866-COOKIE-9 or visit thecookiesale.com. It's really easy to do. It's a great opportunity not only to have a cookie tray that you can give out to friends, family, clients, but it's a great opportunity to feed a whole lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Jen, one more time, if people want to get in touch with you and be a cookie captain this year.
1-866-COOKIE-9 or thecookiesale.com, and I will return your call. Please leave me a message.
And we'll talk more with Jim and Jen coming up in just a bit. Right now, an epic no less coming our way. This is Come to the Cross from WJTL. Happy Tuesday.